It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. The app TikTok is hugely popular. It has more than 800 million active users worldwide, and it's growing fast, particularly among young people. 41% of TikTok users are between the ages of 16 and 24. Now, TikTok suddenly started showing up all over the news this week because TikTok users shared videos encouraging other users to claim tickets to President Trump's rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, that drove up the numbers of claimed tickets with no intention of showing up. TikTok users have also been flooding social media with videos to disrupt the social media presence of white supremacists and hate groups. They're also taking credit for crashing the iWatch Dallas app, an app designed to encourage residents to post anonymous crime tips in Dallas, Texas, for the police department. So when all of this hit the news, a lot of people my age and older found themselves asking, what's TikTok? I was trying to figure out who to interview about this phenomenon. And when something like this happens, the first person I turn to for information about what all the teens are doing is my 14-year-old. So I thought I would share this valuable resource with you today. My daughter, Audrey, is here to help us understand TikTok. Hello, Audrey.
Hi, Mom.
Thank you for helping us understand this hugely popular app. Start us off with the basics. What is TikTok?
Well, TikTok is a social media platform, like any other, like Instagram, except it's more video based. So creators on there can create videos, like up to 60 seconds, and they get to share their views about things, their creations. There are a whole bunch of different people on there, and they're all working together to create content for the viewers on the app.
Okay. So you follow other people.
Yeah.
And you look at their videos.
Uh-huh.
All right. And this app used to be Musical.ly.
Yeah.
And that was an app that just featured people lip syncing to songs.
Yes. I personally did not have Musical.ly because I didn't have a phone back then.
Oh, what kind of horrible parents must you have? Okay.
But I did hear a lot about it. So, yeah, people were just on the app. They were lip syncing. It was a lot about looking cute in front of a camera and lip syncing a popular song.
Right. But there's a lot of that on TikTok, right?
There is still a lot of that, except Musical.ly, there was a lot of speeding up of audio. And on TikTok, there's not as much of that. People also use the audios for different things. Like there are some TikTok actors and they use the songs to create dramatic scenes for people to watch and enjoy.
Okay. So you still see a lot of lip syncing on TikTok and not just lip syncing to songs, but like there will be clips from TV shows and things like that that people lip sync along with.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And where do they get all these clips? Is there some sort of clip library or do they provide them themselves?
Well, on the app, you can go into like the create section. Okay. And there are clips of all different sorts of audios where you can access them. So yeah, you can create clips of audio. And then if you use them and other people like them, they become very popular and then they show up first.
Okay, so when you create something and upload your own clip, then that becomes available to other users.
Yes, and other people can click on the audio on your video and they can go and see who else has used the audio. And if you want to use it, you can use it yourself.
Okay, all right. And we talked about lip syncing. So people are looking cute or cool or funny or dramatic or something while lip syncing to music or lip syncing to the audio from something else.
Yeah.
There's also a big thing about dance moves on TikTok,
oh, yes.
Right? Tell me about this.
The people who are most popular right now, they are TikTok dancers, right? They dance on TikTok. And they do dances that either they've created or some other creators have created to the most popular audios. Like if you have been talking to your daughters or sons or grandchildren or something, and they tell you about TikTok and they're going to talk about the Renegade Dance. That was super popular for a while. It was a popular audio called, it's just a song called Renegade, I'm pretty sure. And popular TikTokers created a dance to it, and it just blew up everywhere, and everyone was doing it, and I actually have it memorized from the time I learned it.
Now, one of the other things that I've been hearing about with all of this news is that it is fans of K-pop, Korean pop music, that have really been the driving force between or behind a lot of these things that are going on. And Korean pop music is not a fringe thing anymore at all.
No,
K-pop
really popular.
Is huge, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have friends that listen to it. I have, they've like memorized the dances and stuff to the music videos. They're all over YouTube. They're all over TikTok. They're all over Instagram. And people are creating videos edited together of different interviews and little clips of music videos that they think the K-pop stars look extra good in.
Okay.
They edit them together and then they post them for other K-pop, you know, fans to enjoy.
Okay, so here's my most important question for you today. Should I create a TikTok account?
Well, if you would like to. I'm really conflicted here. It's a very hard question for me to answer.
Wow, that's really sweet, honey.
You're so welcome, Mom.
Thank you very, very much. That is my daughter, Audrey. She is 14 years old, explaining TikTok to me and to all of the rest of us out there who have no idea what's going on this incredibly popular app. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. Come be my teacher.